We're joined today by Lowell Holkhalter. He's the founder of a nonprofit organization called the Lifeguard Group. They deal with victims of human trafficking. They do trainings for first responders, civic and church groups, schools, businesses, and government agencies. And they follow kind of a mission of four pillars: respond, rescue, restore, and revive. So, Mr. Holkhalter, how are you today?
I am doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So you founded the Lifeguard Group with your wife, Tammy, in 2018. You currently do that as well as serve as the chaplain for Missoula County Sheriff's Office. But when did it become part of your mission, the whole Lifeguard Group deal?
Well, it was actually, my wife and I have been involved in the anti-trafficking mission for about, I guess we're going on our 16th year. It all started... for me, I took a trip to India. I was doing school assembly programs, just motivational and character-based school assemblies, and it took me over the sea to India, and it was really my first exposure to what human trafficking was, and it was mind-blowing for me, and it was actually something I wanted to forget quickly after I saw it and learned about it, and I would have never thought in a million years that my life would have been directed to actually be, you know, hands-on in working with not only victims, but doing the trainings and things like that. So we've been involved for 15 years. The Lifeguard Group really came out of our desire to really address what was taking place in our rural communities, small towns like my wife and I grew up in, me here in Montana and my wife in Iowa. Realizing, you know, the victims that we were encountering when we were working with this other organization, yes, we were finding them at big events like the Super Bowl or major bike rallies, car rallies, things like that, where there was an influx of population. But it's not where those victims were coming from. They were coming from small rural communities. And we wanted to look in and see if we could be a part of the solution on the front side before the trafficking started. So that's kind of where the Lifeguard Group came from.
Okay, and you know, I was in the group of folks that I'm sure there's many of us out there who are pretty astounded when you start looking into being a part of Montana, especially. The number of Montana trafficking cases tracked by the Montana Department of Justice went from 7 in 2015 to 143 in 2023. So awareness, a large starting point, I think, in facing this issue. Is that kind of what you find?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, this is nothing new. Human trafficking and forced prostitution, child trafficking, sexual exploitation, whatever label we want to put on it, has been taking place for a long, long time. You know, in the United States, it wasn't until the year 2000 that our federal government and our Congress decided, hey, you know, it should be illegal to buy and sell human beings for sex and labor. And it was when the first law was put into place, the Trafficking Victims Protection Act. And in Montana, we didn't adopt it into our own constitution until 2015.
Wow.
And from that point, there was some awareness, but obviously not enough. Because, like you mentioned, like the growth that we have seen from even 2015 until even up till now, you know, somewhere is around 800% of seeing the number of cases that are taking place. In Montana, with the I-90 corridor, Interstate 94, and of course the oil that takes place, and you know, we're going to see a big jump. You know, I think we're going to see the Keystone open up again, and over in your neck of the woods on the eastern side of Montana, we're going to see the same types of things we saw, you know, around 8 years ago, 9 years ago, with the, if the Bakken fires back up, we're going to see things fire back up again. And we're going to try and be prepared for that.
Absolutely. That's kind of wild to think about. And as you're kind of keeping your eyes out as these things develop, if you notice anything fishy out there, just things out of the normal, they have a Montana human trafficking hotline that you can get a hold of and let them know. That's 833-406-STOP or 833-406-7867. That's kind of your first step of letting people know and be aware of what you see out there. And the Lifeguard Group, so with those four pillars, respond, rescue, restore, and revive, I think something that you guys have fairly recently got going in the restore and revive side of things is the Lifehouse. Could you tell us some about that?
Yeah, you know, we saw across the country that we were rescuing victims and recovering victims, but there was no place to put them and to give them a place of restoration you know, we're just beginning really to understand the level of manipulation and torture and mind control that these victims have gone through in their lives. You know, for some of them, a rescue is probably one of the scariest things that can be brought to them, just because, like I had one victim tell me when we rescued her out of her situation, she said, you know, I don't know whether to be happy or to be scared, because the hell I know sometimes is better than the hell I don't know.
Oof.
And so we saw a need of a restoration facility, and you know, we were only 2 years old when we jumped into it. We had $14,000 in the bank as an organization. We were so young. And I remember going to our board and said, we need to build a facility. We need to do it right. It needs to be excellent. It needs to be top-notch. And, you know, the board looked at me and said, are you sure? And I said, I'm positive. And so we launched into that effort. We opened in August of 2023. And we were full immediately and have been at full capacity since then. And it's been a challenge. It's been exciting to watch as these ladies that come to the Lifehouse find hope. They realize there is a future beyond what they have experienced in life. And, you know, I've always had this mentality that, you know, if there's a sliver of hope, there's at least a point to move forward to. And so that's just the one thing that we want to build into the life of these victims and hopefully now survivors is that thought process of hope. Hope for a future, hope that things can get better and they will get better, that the life that they were born into is still there and it's still available to them. They can have a great career. They can be healthy. They can be productive members of society. And so, you know, we've got some plans here. You know, today's Giving Tuesday. You know, we've got some plans to double our capacity at the Lifehouse within the next 5 or 6 months. And so it's been exciting, but to say it's not been a challenge would be an absolute lie.
Well, man, it's so unfortunate that these ladies have had those experiences in life, but it's so great that folks like you exist that are getting these institutions going. And man, doubling your capacity within the next year, that's such a sweet goal to have, and I really hope that that comes to fruition for you. This is Lowell Holkalter we're talking with. He's with the anti-human trafficking nonprofit group, the Lifeguard Group. You can find him on thelifeguardgroup.org. And how can people help you guys out if they're looking to help you out?
Well, there's so many ways to help out. The number one thing, Blake, just like you mentioned earlier, is the awareness piece. You know, so often we get in this mindset, especially in the United States, where we point and we want somebody else to take care of the problems in front of us. But it's not going to happen until we all get involved. And so the awareness, you know, find yourself a training. Get online. Google is powerful. You can find out the statistics you need to find out. You can jump on our website, you know, read through the indicators that are there. Be aware while you travel across Montana, while you travel, staying at hotels, stopping at mini marts, truck stops. The second thing you can do is volunteer, be a part of an organization. We're always looking for volunteers to be a part, whether that's to be a search volunteer if we have a missing individual and our search team is out looking. You know, we always use those volunteers. And then, of course, financially, we're privately funded. And, you know, you can always jump on our website. There's a donate button on there. There's a lot of things you can, you know, you can choose the project you want to donate to and be a part of it that way.
Awesome. And again, that website you'll be looking for if you're trying to find the Lifeguard Group online is thelifeguardgroup.org. This is Lowell Holkalter we've been talking to. He's the founder of the group. And hey, thanks a bunch for your time today. I appreciate everything you do, Mr. Holkalter.
Blake, thank you so much for having me. And kudos out to my hometown of Baker, Montana. Always wanted to be a Spartan. Just never was in the cards. But it's great to be reconnected back in Baker.
Yeah, you'll just have to stop in if you come revisit out here one of these days.
Absolutely, we'll be there.
All right, thanks.